This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, you remember the 2017 Eurovision was plagued with troubles in the lead up to the actual event?
Well, there was the whole Russian entrance thing, and she ended up not being able to participate.
And they had all the problems of actually just getting it organised as well, because they were having some serious troubles with that. They lost all their staff, everything was running late, they didn't have the money. It was all a disaster, but it all came together okay on the night, with the exception of the Russian thing. Oh, and the hideous song that ended up winning.
Yes.
God, I hated that song. Awful. Awful. But now the final rap wash-up has occurred. And the Eurovision Song Contest bosses are fining Ukraine.
They're fining them?
Fining them over the organisation of this year's contest in Kiev, because it was so... So the EBU, the European Broadcasting Union, has said Ukraine's state broadcaster... the eternally broke UAPBC. Very lovely. Now, I love that. Let's tune into UAPBC. What have they got on? Nothing. Should pay a substantial fine because of the severe delays which created unnecessary difficulties. Do you reckon they'll be able to pay the fine? The EBU added that the country's decision to ban Russia was also endangering the show's reputation. And so they have fined UAPBC.
Yes.
200,000 euros.
Well, that's hardly a lot of money for a big Euro.
Remember, they ran out of money putting on the contest and they had to get an emergency loan to actually put it on.
Oh.
So I have a feeling UAPBC will say, up yours, we're not paying.
Not paying, and they'll be dropped from the your EBU for further participation,
No,
I guess.
In the end, they'll come to an agreement, I'm sure.
Payment plan?
Yes.
the next 3,000 years?
UAPBC will pay €4 a year until it's paid off with no interest.
Perhaps they could pay it to Greece and Greece could...
Greece will just pocket and run.
True.
What are you talking about? So overall, it turned into a bit of a disaster for them. The EBU has added it will not be pursuing any action, though, against Russia after their withdrawal at a late stage, not only from withdrawal from the singing part, but also from the broadcasting part, which fell foul of their agreements with the European Broadcasting Union.
Right.
So they said, we're not
so
going to...
So in other words, they're only picking on the people that can't fight back.
Duh. And so they've said, after all this, and once we get over to Portugal, where we'll hear that god-awful song again, they hope that everyone participates in Portugal.
Did anyone know if he got his heart transplant?
No.
Or if he's...
I don't know. But the EBU have added that they hope. They hope Russia and Ukraine will come together on the same stage in a cordial and non-political competition.
Hang on.
Fat chance of that happening.
Yes.
Thank you. That is all.
I know. It'll be so interesting to watch.
I know. So we'll
see
you in 2018 in whatever that city in Portugal is.
Yes.
And we had a message come in on 0427JOY949 from Tony.
Tony. Hey, Tony.
Tony, who I think got a bit confused, but we'll get to that in a sec.
Oh, did he?
Tony said, arvo, guys, I have to say I'm not a fan of the remix of Cut to the Feeling. The original is better.
So that's the Carly Rae Jepsen new single. And, look, I've described the original single as pop-tastic.
Mm, it's brilliant.
The Guthrow and Grind... Oh, no, Toy Armada and Grind remix that we're playing as well on Joy, I describe as gay-tastic. So the original's pop-tastic, the remix is gay-tastic. And I need to take you somewhere for a second, Tony. I need you to take you to...
Where are you going? Canada?
It's Fire Island.
Oh, cool.
It's Pride. There's 7,000 hot American men with no shirts on. And the remix of Cut to the Feeling comes on and they're bouncing around like nobody's business. Then tell me you don't like that song. just put yourself in the moment.
Just let that sink in.
Put yourself into the moment and cut to the feeling.
Right. Well, thanks for that.
Got it now. That's why it's a
good... We'll cut to that feeling.
Well, that's why it's a good version.
Oh, and then also, Tony, that message may have taken about 2 weeks to get here.
Oh, why is that?
Because Tony said, oh, and happy fourth last show.
Oh.
So he's 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
No, no, hashtag last. Two shows to go, two shows including to go. Today. Mm. Sorry, Tony. British Vogue. Now, British Vogue was kind of running along the way like Runway did in The Devil Wears Prada, because they've had the same editor for 20-odd years.
Wow. Okay.
And, one of those...
Did she look like Meryl Streep? Or?
Not as far as I know.
Right.
But, and I'm sure she did the same sort of thing, where what she said was fashion lore.
Mm.
But she's gone.
She's gone?
She's moved.
Oh.
And they've now got a homosexual running it.
Well, there's a surprise.
I'm not going to try. His name's Edward. And he used to be a model.
Edward's a homosexual. I mean, yes. How many of those could there be?
One.
Right.
The top end Edward homosexual. So he's taken over. But he's made some interesting editorial choices already.
How many magazines has he put out?
Right now? Mm. No, he's worked at other Vogues around the world.
Yeah, but how many has he put out?
Oh, no. He takes over on the 1st of August.
Oh, he hasn't even put one out yet.
But he's made some staffing changes.
Ooh.
And it reminded me a bit of Ab Fab. You remember when Patsy worked at the magazine?
Yes, she did very well.
Yeah, he's appointed Kate Moss and Naomi Campbell as editors.
Really?
They're his friends and he's appointed
executive
them.
Executive editors.
Yeah, so,
consulting editors.
So, real true ones. So Kate Moss
Can
and
I
Naomi
them
Campbell.
Can read and write?
Darling, it doesn't matter. They get the Chanel and the Gucci.
This is not true.
It is true. He has appointed both of them. Naomi Campbell and Kate Moss will now be editors on British Vogue.
Oh, my God.
But then that becomes the big question. When's he hiring Patsy, Magda, Fleur and Katrina? Oh,
I reckon he's trying. It's funnily enough, he won't be able to find their numbers in the phone book.
I'm sure he knows them. He knows everybody, darling. Everybody.
They don't exist.
You can never have too many
shoes,
gloves and hats. Funnily enough, after we finish up at Joy,
we're
going on holidays.
We are.
And we'll be up at, where is it? Between Port Douglas and Cairns?
Yeah.
Up there at the Cove.
We're doing the gay resort, and there's only one. So.
And we'll be wearing clothes, all right? I'm going to put it out there. We're wearing clothes. Chris, I'm telling you, you're wearing clothes. All right?
Why? Are you worried that I might get stolen? You know, because I'm such an Adonis.
I'll be too excited. But, of course, on a holiday, when we're sitting by a beach/pool, whatever, that's when I read.
Yes.
The only time I read books is when I'm on holidays.
I know. He likes to just prove to me once or so a year
that I can read.
Yeah,
I can read things that are books, not magazines.
Mm.
You know.
Mm. Your research material, it doesn't count as reading. It's mainly pictures.
No, I have to read it and look at the pictures. Now, I'll be reading... I've got a couple of books. I'll be reading the John Carter series, which is actually from like 80 years ago or something. It was made into a big bomb of a movie that was actually quite good. Mm. So I've got that book, but I've also got Caitlyn Jenner's bio to read.
Oh.
Controversial, I know. But funnily enough, so I'll be reading that. But Caitlyn's already decided. She wants her...
She's decided.
Yeah. She's click, decided click. She wants her book turned into a biopic.
Right.
That's right. She wants it made into a movie of the week.
She's picked up the phone, rung the guy at E that cancelled her last series and said, I know you didn't want to spend any money on this really cheap series that we made previously, but now we should spend more money on a cheap biopic.
How about you have a show about me that doesn't include me?
But it's about me.
Yeah, but it won't include her.
So, but doesn't she want to play herself?
No.
Oh.
No. Now, there's the question. Who do you think Caitlyn Jenner has chosen to play her in... said hopeful pitching it already biopic.
Well, if she was politically correct and
she's not, where I think we know that.
Where all the trans emotions around trans characters at the moment, she would pick a trans actor.
Chris, I said it's Caitlyn Jenner, all right? She's so not.
So she wants Angelina Jolie to play her?
Again, no, wrong. Tristan, you get one guess as well.
Cher.
Oh, actually, that'd be freaking awesome, wouldn't it? They've both got about the same face. But anyway, no. No, she's gone the other way. She wants Rob Lowe to play her in the biopic.
In a wig and makeup. Oh, really?
As I said, Caitlyn Jenner isn't the most correct of people.
Dear.
Anyway, we'll see if E picks it up.
Don't think they will.
I don't think they will. Sweet.
No, no. She might be selling that one to the lowest bidder.
She might have to go and beg the Kardashians for some money to make it. Mm-hmm. We must talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Do we?
And the little band.
Must we?
We must.
Really?
And we shall. Now, first of all, they're looking for a new house. Oh. Now, they've got an $80 million
expanded.
Budget.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're twins.
Yeah, they've got an $80 million budget.
Oh.
But look, you know,
they can help with my renovations.
But they've been looking around Los Angeles and they just can't find anything nice in their price range. It's all just rubbish and they're not happy. So they're having to rent for a little while.
Oh, okay. But well, apparently are they happy with the rental?
Apparently they put, well, you know, they'll slum it. Apparently they put in an offer though. They've upped their budget a little bit, you know, as they do. It's like location, location, location. Apparently they've upped their budget to a bit over 100.
Oh.
Meal.
Oh, okay.
Because there was nothing. Nothing. It was all hovels under 80. Hovels. And as you know, they've got the two new little ones, which they need to have, you know, 73 rooms each for them.
Yeah.
So they don't have to hear them. But
well, they need somewhere for the nannies.
Yeah, the nannies.
Yeah.
And the other servants, slaves, whatever. But we also now, we're pretty sure we know the twins' names.
Do we?
We're pretty sure we do. We're pretty sure it's Rummy and Sir Carter. Now, that's actually not the interesting part. The interesting part is how people first found out about these new names for the, for the kids.
Hang on a minute.
What, Rummy or Rumi? Is it Rummy or Rumi? R-U-M-I. I'm going with Rummy. I like that. Hey, Rummy.
Okay.
Come here. Bring us a drink. And Sir. God, they're both going to be awful children, aren't they? But the way we found out about this is Beyonce and Jay-Z's lawyers lodged trademark applications. And those...
What?
Yeah, they lodged trademark applications, you know. The same people who filed the original Blue Ivy trademark application have filed Rummy and Sir Carter trademark applications to cover a range of things. The trademark will cover fragrances, cosmetics, keychains, baby teething rings, strollers, mugs, water bottles, hair ribbons, playing cards, tote bags, sports balls, rattles, and novelty items. So coming soon to you from the House of Carter will be a pile of crap with those kids' names splattered all over it. Get excited, people.
Right now, it is very excited. It is our huge, huge pleasure to announce she is coming through the studio now.
Oh.
there she is. What? Oh.
Well, this is quite the occasion, but I am thrilled to be here today because CNC Drive Factory, this is your life.
What?
Oh my God. I know, I know.
Oh, oh
I know it must come as a surprise, but it is quite exciting, isn't it? On your second last show.
Well.
I know.
I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything. Let me.
Dolly Diamond.
Yes, I know. Well, what an exciting time this really is for the both of you. But after 7 long years here at Joy 94.9, we're asking you both to move on. One can only imagine the leisurely afternoons that await you now. Your time here at Joy has been abruptly terminated. But I'm sure you'll agree it's been an eventful time here at the gayest station in the nation. And now you'll get even more time to spend with your beautiful daughter, Rosie. Chris Jameson, I believe we're also losing you from your part-time role as the music monitor.
Yes, that's
well,
right. Yes.
Cutbacks are cutbacks, and replacing you with the back catalogue of Now That's What I Call Music should do the trick.
Oh, I think that'll work. Yes,
I think it'll work.
Go for
no real difference. Chris,
yeah.
Let me begin. You started here at Joy in August 2006.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
The very same year the Xbox was invented. Yes, oh. And Tracy Grimshaw began as host on A Current Affair.
Really? Was it
yes.
the same year?
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you started out there on the front desk.
I did.
You were supporting a Saturday magazine and Detours.
I know.
So, Chris, why... why is it that you were given your own drive show?
Well, it was like, well, it was quite interesting. I'd done a...
Well, that's great. Cam, oh. You go on. No, of course we want to know. Of course.
Well, I'd been doing a specialty music program.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah,
as well.
All right.
Yes.
Well, basically, I was already music director, and there was a whole bunch of new drive teams.
Yes, we'll get to that as well.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Well,
all right. I'll go on.
Oh, okay.
Cam, you were quite a slow learner. And as we didn't get to see you at Joy until December 2007, when you were program support for Chris's first show on Joy called Foreplay.
It was called Foreplay.
Wow, Cam, what was Chris's Foreplay like?
Quick.
Was it? Was it?
Oh, rapid fire.
Yeah, probably, yeah. 15 years.
Oh, yes, I believe you are celebrating a milestone anniversary.
Yesterday, our 15th anniversary.
Gosh, isn't that amazing? Well, leaving Joy, you may last to 16.
Quite possibly.
Now, look at, I love these statistics. You've worked under 10 general managers.
Yes, in 11 years.
Yes, or GMs, as they prefer to be called. There are some other names listed here, but I'll go on past those. 11 program directors, a role that you yourself, Chris, have taken on your own and shared with a few others. Was it a little bit much for you all around?
Occasionally, yes.
Yes.
But I managed to do it 3 times. So
unbelievable, isn't it? What about some of the GMs? We've got a few recordings of the ones who actually wanted to say a little hello to you. Wait one moment. All right, no. No, there's none there. No,
right.
No. Well, we did
remembered
reach out
fondly,
to
yeah.
them. Yeah, no, but they wish you well. Oh. They really do.
Yes.
What about some of these GMs, though? It's incredible, isn't it? Would you go? Obviously, you can't talk now because now's now, isn't it? Mm. But going back, which one was your favourite and which one did you like the least?
Oh, my favourite would be Conrad.
Oh, he was great.
He was lovely.
Yeah, they've all been lovely. I think they've all added to Joy anyway, haven't they, in their own way.
Danae was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, what about you, Cam?
Which one was it?
Corey. Was it Corey?
Corey was your favourite? Maybe Taz.
It?
Do you remember Taz?
Oh, Taz
did 3 months.
Taz annoys me at the best of times.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit. All right, we better get to something a little more positive. Oh, hilarious. Do we go to any music at any point?
We could do that.
Yeah, I think we better.
I think we should do that. Dolly Diamond is with us and she's doing This Is Our Life on Joy.
It's her new series.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you know?
Coming soon.
More of our life on Joy to come. Unless we get taken off air. Joy 94.9, and Dolly Diamond's with us, and she sprung this little surprise on us.
I know.
We're the pilot episode.
Yes. We can only go up from here. CNC Drive Factory, This Is Your Life.
Woo.
And it was on the 22nd of July in 2010 that your drive show calling came when you replaced Debbie and Susie, is it?
Katie and Nat.
That's what it said, yes. After the hugely successful 3-week run.
Well, 3 months.
Was it? 3 months. All right. Gosh, that's quite a long time for back then.
It takes a while to find anyone else willing to do these things.
Nowadays, yes. You were up against the popular show business power couple of Paul Anthony and Taryn Walton.
I know. They were competing for the same Thursday drive slot.
Unbelievable. But program director number 2 in your reign out of the 11 thought that you had that special something. thing.
It was line ball, apparently.
Was
line,
it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He said if we didn't come up to scratch quickly, Taryn and Paul would be back on. And we'd be
did
off.
It was Nigel, wasn't it?
It was Nigel,
now,
yes.
Had Nigel witnessed your foreplay at all? Had he been there?
Well, not that I know of, but, you know, the internet.
He perhaps had, but, and yeah. Was
and what is it, 7 years later, as we mentioned, as you mentioned in the break, Paul Anthony now will be doing a drive show,
he
I'm
will.
Sure. Isn't that exciting?
It is. He finally worked his way up. It looked all power to him.
No, he's amazing.
Waited his game out.
Absolutely.
Everyone
now,
else died.
I want to ask you let's go with your best interview. Which one would you like to
look,
ask?
Look, I had couple in mind, but I think you know, at the end of the day, Delta Goodrum.
Yes,
my first interview, which I did with her a couple of years ago, she came in and she was just so warm and natural. And
was it an off day?
No, she was amazing and just so giving in the interview.
I think she's wonderful.
Yeah. So definitely one of my favourite, and created such a great interview because she it just happened.
Right. So, and what about you, young man?
Oh, I never do the interviews. What are you talking about?
You're in the room, aren't you? Do you just watch?
Funnily enough, not even always in the room.
What about the worst interview?
Oh dear. Yes. It was Tyler from American band, Utah band.
Oh yes.
Neon Trees.
Oh.
Now they're out
love
of
them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, they're out of
my favourite.
Yeah, they're actually from Utah, and they're actually all Mormons.
Oh yes.
And he was actually a Mormon pastor and everything. And when I interviewed,
they love the gays.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And when I first interviewed him, he was in the initial successes of that band here in Australia, and he was in an airport lounge. It was the end of the tour. And tired and emotional was probably the best way to put it. And he was in a very dark place and not very communicative. As it turned out, a couple of years later, dyed his hair blonde, came out, biggest fag ever.
Oh, I don't know why I looked at you, Cam.
Possibly the blonde and the fagginess.
That would be it. And you've nailed it.
I've watched him since, and he seems like a much happier person now that he's actually come out.
I love that.
But at the time, that interview was like pulling teeth. It was so terrible.
Wow. And, I mean, what would you, I guess, some other questions that our listeners would like to know that they've been messaging in throughout the weeks.
Okay.
Just had a hair in my mouth. I don't remember
that's from
him,
the
but
foreplay.
I think it might have been the microphone, to be honest.
Oh.
All right, what music would you like played at your funeral? They should bring it up.
Oh, this would be.
Have you got a date?
Yes, no. I'll take him there.
I want it from both of you. The song.
Peyton, Higher Place.
Oh, yes. Oh, you like that one?
Oh, yeah. Great
and what
song.
About you, young man?
Oh, no, I think we're going to have a bit of Steps.
Steps?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Modern
what,
Steps.
5, 6, 7,
scared
8
of the
in
dark.
The ground. Off you go.
Scared of the dark while I'm in a coffin.
Right. Oh, and I did ask you about your most emotional time on air, which was, I think you'd mentioned about your dog.
Yeah, our former puppy.
Because you're dog lovers, aren't you?
We are dog lovers. And Max had been such a big part of what we talked about on the show every week.
Yes.
She was the old English sheepdog, and she was the dog that Cam had when we first met. And so she had to approve our relationship. And so when she passed on, it was
in
was
what way
very,
did she? Mark,
well, she didn't
did
like
she
me.
Have a
we,
she stopped biting him after a while. They took that as approval.
We had a poodle when I was growing up, and it didn't like my brother. And when we were very young, it kept biting his willy. So we got rid of my brother. That's a true story.
No, yeah, look, I'm fine. Choose the dog over the people every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And wear pants.
And now you've got the gorgeous Rosie.
We have.
Haven't you? And a lot of people might think that it doesn't make for great radio talking about a dog each and every week.
Well, she's...
I would be one of them. And
we don't get any messages apart from, you know, give us a Rosie update.
Yeah,
so.
No, I think it's wonderful. And obviously there are a lot of listeners that love all that, you know. But you have to think of all of the other listeners that are obviously... come flooding back now that it's
well,
not.
Well, I guess that's why we're going.
Sponsored by the Lost Dogs Home. All right, well, let's wrap this up. What will you miss most about, because you've got one more week.
One more week.
Next week. Yeah. And then what will you miss most about Joy?
Look, lots and lots of things I'll miss, but I think the adrenaline rush in here, in the studio, is the big thing for me.
Are you feeling it now?
Yes.
Are you?
Because the whole seat of your pants... Things happen that you're not expecting. You can't plan for everything. You always have to be able to think on your feet. It is, and it's an adrenaline rush that's surrounded in this amazing, you know, coating of fun most of the time.
Yes, that's the idea, isn't it?
And I love being on air. And it for me, taking a break from being on air is just about taking a break.
Yes.
So it's not because I'm sick of it.
No. But you're not rushing back, are you?
No.
No, good. All right. No, I mean, otherwise, why have I wasted my afternoon? And what about you, Karen?
No, it's the same. I'll miss talking crap in here.
Yes.
Because that's all I do.
Absolutely.
Is talk crap.
Yeah, not just in here.
No, it's a general rule.
Yes, absolutely.
But at least that was the talent I first spotted in him when we had to bring him on air.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. He talks crap really, really
I know.
Well.
And he ignores me very well, except for here, where he listens, because he has to know when to cut me off.
Well, exactly. And I'll do that now. I think it's obvious that you are going to be missed. It's obvious by the amount of downloads that you get
for our podcast.
Your Rosie Dog podcast. And, listen, all the best to you both. You will be missed, and we'll all be listening next week on your last hurrah.
Yes, I think we're going to call it Muck Up Day.
All right, and why not? Yes.
And we shall.
Yes. Oh, God, will there be lots of, fun, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, at least.
Yeah, like leaving high school for the last time.
One week out of the seven.
Seven years. Yeah. Thank you very much. Dolly, it's been amazing. Thank
Good
you for
on
this
you.
Lovely...
No worries. Obviously, I'll be moving my show to the ABC after this.
Please thank Dolly Diamond for coming in.
And... Well done to you. Well
thank
done.
You. We love you,
unbelievable.
Dolly.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Now, Tristan.
Tristan Corner.
Now, a few weeks ago, we did give Tristan an opportunity to do his own segment. And once again, we're doing that because, you know, we know that we will be passing him along. Well, actually,
Tristan's the gift that keeps giving.
He's kicked his way into another show, and we don't want to leave him totally untrained. We've been able to manage his totally untrainedness, but, you know, we don't want to hand that on. So, you know, we're giving him a go to do real radio. Tristan.
Yes.
Do your real radio.
Hang on. In the words of RuPaul, don't
F it up.
Well, I've been with you guys for about 3 years now. And when you guys have finished, I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off. And
you're going on holiday?
Did I see the leave form?
No.
And I'll be moving to a Tuesday drive.
Tuesday drive? So yes. It's the Tristan Show?
With Rachel and Dean.
Tristan Show with featuring Rachel and Dean. Righto. No,
with assistance from Rachel and Dean.
All right. Well, that's amazing. Do they know about this?
Yes.
They know that it's your show featuring Rachel and Dean.
They don't know that bit yet.
No.
Well, they do now.
They will.
Well, that's good news. So Joysters will be able to continue to be regaled by your expert live reads.
Yes.
And your amazing updates on Rocky.
Yep.
And everything else that's happening in your life. Your boyfriend, Chris, your engagement. Anything else? What else do you talk about?
Stuff.
And you give opinions, particularly when they're multiple choice.
Yes.
All right. So Rach and Dean now have a brief on Tristan. Don't you mess it up.
Don't F it up.
It's taken us 3 years to get him this far.
I know. He was malleable.
Feels like 30.
Feels like 50 to us, Tristan. Now, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was the prequel movie for the Harry Potter series.
Yes, yes.
With, what was his name? Scamander or whatever it was. Mm. He was the guy who was wandering around with the bag full of creatures. And then he had to retrieve the creatures. And, you know, deal with the baddie.
It was an interesting
film.
It was effects overdone, story a bit light.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's going to be a 5-movie series.
Holy crap. Hope they get the stories a bit better.
Well, you know. And J.K. Rowling, and they're getting ready to get moving on the second part of it, which will be including the Johnny Depp will be back as Grindelwald.
Righto.
Who was the baddie in it, who was disguised and only emerged as Johnny Depp at the end. And it will also have a young Dumbledore.
Oh.
Who apparently is going to be played by Jude Law.
Oh. Oh, a good-looking Dumbledore.
Well, you know. Mm. And yes, according to J.K. Rowling, as you know, Dumbledore was apparently a homosexual.
Mm.
And that is the correct term, a homosexual.
Mm. And, you know, I don't mind the idea of Jude Law getting some on
the
action.
The sad part is, apparently he's going to get it on with, was it Gellert Grindelwald?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Ugh. I wouldn't touch that him with a 3,000-foot pole. Jesus.
You would be wise. But in the movie, yeah, so it's going to be, there's going to be a bit of the romance, which apparently was going to be between Dumbledore and Grindelwald, because that was his first love, apparently.
Oh. No wonder.
So that'll be sort of woven into the story.
Oh.
God, I hope they don't touch. Oh, we'll have to take a spew bag with us. Oh, God, he's touching Johnny Depp. But anyway, that's the sound effect I was waiting for. So apparently they're in pre-production and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
No idea when it's going to actually come out, but it will be coming. And we will see it on Foxtel when it starts.
We're not going to
pay to lose this for it.
Right, cool. We do have another update.
Yeah, I did have to mention. Now, as you know, George Michael died late last year.
Yes.
It was very sad.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were very unhappy about
it. They were. I was.
Like many artists, George Michael is preparing to release some from-the-grave music.
Ah, stuff he didn't like and so didn't want to release, and now people want to make money.
For a change, it's not that kind of thing. It was actually new material he was working on when he passed away.
Oh, it'll be terrible.
Possibly.
Yeah. Now, let's face it, he wasn't in a right head for producing music.
Well, you know, possibly.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It'll be terrible. Shh. I'm predicting.
Most of his last stuff was. Apparently, he was working.
You know, his last hit was Shoot the Dog. They'll probably have to do that with the rest of the music.
But anyway, he was working with Naughty Boy, the producer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they'd worked on a few bits and pieces, and they had them actually a few songs in the can already, so to speak. They were working on a full album. They didn't get to finish the album. But there's enough. They're going to be releasing some work, effectively an EP, I guess you would say. So Naughty Boy is going to finish the mixing and mastering and all that.
Oh, he's a good producer.
Bits and bobs.
That might help.
And it will be out later this year, which was actually when it was planned on being released.
Anyway. Okay.
So wait and see. Oh, and George Michael's grave has been moved because too many people were visiting it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.